Good morning. Please forgive my voice if I have a little bit of a cold. You know, everybody has that this time of year when the weather is up and down. So bear with me today and I appreciate it. I was reading in Exodus because, like many of you, I'm reading through the Bible chronologically this year and I love it. And I was reading in Exodus, and I think every time I read Exodus, this phrase stands out to me, but I don't know if I've ever talked about it, but I always see it and I think that's so interesting. Seven times in the Bible, between Exodus 28 and Exodus 36, and it's the only seven times found in the Bible anywhere, there is the two-word phrase, wise-hearted, which I love, wise-hearted. Isn't that a great way to describe someone? Wise-hearted. Now, let me tell you that wise-hearted in God's view might be different than how you would describe someone that you thought was wise-hearted. If I was to describe someone wise-hearted, that would have to do with knowledge and maybe emotion because of the heart. So I am thinking maybe someone who is a really intelligent public speaker or a really interesting Bible teacher or a preacher when they are passionately preaching. That is probably where my mind would go with who would be wise-hearted. Maybe it would be a grandmother that has a lot of wisdom and they're sharing it with younger women. That might be who I would think of in my mind as wise-hearted. But that is not who God described as wise-hearted in the Bible. And I love this so much. This is in the book of Exodus. And like I said, it's between chapters 28 and 36. And what God has done here is that he's instructed the children of Israel to minister and to build the tabernacle and make the priests' garments and things like this and work with their hands. So seven times he talks about men and about women. Sometimes he names them. And sometimes he just in general says men or women. But every time God describes them as wise-hearted, it is because they came with a skill that they had with their hands. And they did it for the work of the Lord. And it says that it doesn't just say wise-hearted. Oftentimes in these seven references, it says, God said that these people were wise-hearted in whom I have put wisdom. So he doubles down on describing these people that have a skill with their hands. Maybe they're weaving cloth or they're making garments or they're building something. Blue-collar worker. And he calls them wise-hearted because they came and they did this for the Lord, the specific task for the Lord. And I just think, wow, if we could see ourselves the way that God sees us, we would probably not have any of the insecurity issues that we deal with. Today is Monday, and Monday is my day to stay home and clean my house. That's what I do on Mondays. I clean my house, I prepare what we're going to have for the week with meals. And everything I do on Mondays is about my home chores. I have made like a rule for myself. Like my goal is to not get into my car ever on a Monday because this is my job, is to be here on Mondays. Throughout the week, I lead meetings and I teach classes and things like that at a college. But on Mondays, that's for laundry and cleaning and food prep. So if I were to look at me the way that God did and say, this is my ministry to my family. I am going to be cleaning these bathrooms, washing these sheets, dusting, vacuuming. I'm going to be sweeping. I'm going to be doing lots of chores, cleaning out the kitchen, cleaning the bathrooms. If I looked at myself and said, this is a chore I'm doing with my hands for the Lord and His ministry, because His ministry for me is my family. And I know that. But if I actually looked at the work I did with my hands and said, God sees me as wise-hearted because I'm willingly doing this for Him with my hands to build His ministry. Wow! How different would I approach my day? How different would I approach my job? What if I went and worked as a man at a job doing road construction? And I got up in the morning and said, God sees me as wise-hearted because I'm doing this to support my family, which is my ministry. Could you label yourself as wise-hearted? We would probably never say that about ourselves. But do you know God sees you that way? He's called you to something specific, and if you come willingly and work with your skill, with your hands, He sees you as wise-hearted. So, friends, today, rejoice in the fact that what you're doing is not mundane and unimportant. What you're doing, if it is willing and it is for the Lord, and I don't mean full-time Christian service. It could be that, but it's anything God has called you to do to minister to His people. His people being your family, His people being other people's children, His people being people in the community. All people are His people. And if you are ministering by something that you can do with a skill, with your hands, laboring, physical laboring, He sees you as wise-hearted. And I love that. Do you know God has a better opinion of you and me than we have of ourselves? He loves us so much, and He sees us as His children that He's proud of. So pick yourself up, see how important you are and what you are doing, how important it is to a God who's very proud of you and who is very happy with you and who just is so interested in the fact that you are using your hands for His service, that He thinks of you as wise-hearted. Isn't that the best? It is for me. I'm smiling just thinking about it. This week, let's walk in love, loving God through loving others. Have a great week, friends.